Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Marathon Next-Gen Realty Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Binay Sharda from EY Investor Relations. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Sejal. Good afternoon to all the participants on the call, and thanks for joining this Q2 FY25 earnings call for Marathon Next-Gen Realty Limited. Please note that we are to everyone, and you can also see the results on our website, as well as it has been uploaded on the stock exchange. In case if you have not received the same, you can write to us, and we'll be happy to send it over to you. Before we proceed with the call, let me remind you that the discussion may contain forward-looking statements that may involve known or unknown risks, uncertainties, and other factors. It must be viewed in conjunction with our businesses that could cause future result performance or achievement to differ significantly from what is expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. To take us through the results of this quarter and answer our questions, we have with us the management of Marathon Next-Gen, represented by Mr. Chetan Shah, Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Mayur Shah, Vice Chairman, Mr. Cavalier Shah, Director, and Mr. Sumit M. Shah, Director. We'll be starting the call with a brief overview of the quarter gone past, which will then be followed with a Q&A session. With that said, I'll now hand over the call to Mr. Chetan Shah. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Binay. Friends, we are pleased to report strong performance in Q2 FY25, marked by a stellar 43% year-on-year increase in profit after tax to 49 crore. This performance reflects robust demand and increased uptake across key projects of Marathon, like Monte South, Millennium, and FutureX. We have also witnessed a significant increase in realization rate driven by strategic pricing and high-quality project offerings. Construction remains in full swing across all projects, supporting timely delivery and enhancing customer satisfaction in our finance costs. And in addition, we have dramatically reduced our finance costs and are on track with our debt reduction efforts, maintaining a low net debt-to-equity ratio that reinforces our strong financial position. Looking ahead, we are optimistic about our upcoming launches in Monte South, Neopark, NexZone, and NeoValley, positioned in prime locations and designed with distinctive, appealing features. These projects are expected to sustain strong sales momentum and profitability over the coming years. To support our growth ambitions and strengthen our portfolio, we have raised our fundraising limit to 1,000 crore. These funds will be allocated strategically towards new project acquisitions, further debt reduction, and working capital requirements, providing a solid foundation for future expansion. With a strong pipeline of projects and focus on quality, we remain committed to delivering exceptional value to our stakeholders. Now, if we look at operational highlights for Q2 FY25, area sold, that is, carpet area sold, stood at 55,694 sq ft. Booking value stood at 128 crore. Collections for the quarter stood at 182 crore. Consolidated Q2 FY25 financial performance, if we look at, total revenue stood at rupees 166 crore. The EBITDA amount stood at rupees 72 crore. Profit before tax stood at 49 crore, and profit after tax stood at, again, 49 crore. Net debt, if we look at, we are in line with our overall progress on reduction of debt. Net debt reduced to 685 crore as on 30th September, compared to 718 crore as on 30th June 2024. Net debt to equity declined to 0.62 as on 30th September compared to 0.68 as on 30th June 2024. If we look at the cash flow numbers, as on September 30, 2024, balance collections from sold units, which is completed and ongoing in all already launched projects, stood at 734 crores. Total pending estimated costs to be incurred on these projects stands at 805 crores. Total estimated revenue from unsold inventory in these projects stood at 1,348 crores. This results in a net surplus after completion of these projects. The cash flow will stand at 1,277 crores. Please note that these are based on 40% share of our revenue in Monnet House projects and also the profit. Thank you very much, friends. This, in a nutshell, highlights the quarterly results. We are open to questions about the company and the quarterly results.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Rohit, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Two or three questions from my end. The first one is that if we are able to scale up the revenues again, is it fair to assume that this level of profitability will be maintained going forward?
Yeah, thank you, Rohit. Yes, profitability will be continued to be maintained, not just maintained. We feel that the profitability will grow. Looking at the firming up of the prices in Mumbai real estate and the cost, particularly the land cost already incurred at an earlier date. So there is no increase in a major component of construction cost of construction other than just the inflationary pressures on cement and steel material acquisition. But otherwise, the profitability will remain the same or it will improve.
So that's quite encouraging. Sir, is it fair to assume that in the second half also, we should have a better YOY growth in terms of top line and bottom line as well?
Yeah, we are on track with the numbers. So the progress is happening. We will also be launching some new projects. So exact numbers, it's difficult to say, but we are on track to continue at the same pace.
Sir, our other income is slightly higher. Can you share what is the reason for that?
There are two components in the other income. One is properties that we had converted into investments. Those are getting sold. So they are not coming in direct revenue. They go as other income. And secondly, our stake in Monnet House project is at 40%. So that also doesn't show up in the revenue in the top line.
Okay. Okay. Sir, my last question is that is related to the average realizations. Can you share that for the residential as well as the commercial?
Sure. We have in commercial, we have Monnet House. We have Millennium as a project, and another project is FutureX. So Kaivalya, would you want to share the numbers?
Yeah. So FutureX, if you look at the last quarter, the average sale rate was around 50,000 on carpet. And in Millennium in commercial, it was around 24,000. And when it comes to residentials, we have projects scattered across Bombay. So we have Monnet House NxtZone, which is in Panvel, Monnet House, which is in Baikala, and we have a few projects in Bhandup. So average is not the perfect number to understand the, you know, the company. Just to still answer that, the average residential rate was around 24,000 sq ft across projects. It all depends on that quarterly sales of which project was higher. But just to answer specifics, Monte South, we sold at around 37,000 carpet. And NexZone, we sold around 10,000 on carpet. And Bhandup, we sold around 16,000-17,000 on carpet.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Sir, in terms of the revenue is more or less flattish or muted, sir, is it because of the price hike that we have taken recently? Is that the contributing factor to the higher profitability?
See, thing is, one important thing which you need to look at is that revenue flat is because of the revenue from Monte South project is not getting included in the actual revenue, because the JV has a 40% share. As a matter of fact, that equivalent revenue is, you know, much more than the revenue has been declared, one. Second thing, as Mr. Chetan Shah has already explained, the capital conversion of an inventory has also turned into a profit. That is also not reflecting as a top line. So that these are the two factors which are not, which are showing a flat revenue. However, there is a effective revenue which is gone up higher, which is there in our presentation on the page number 24.
Yes, sir. So I see that, sir. So thank you for answering my questions. I'll fall back in the queue if I have more questions. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nand from Sabnis Financial. Please go ahead.
Sir, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Am I audible? Yeah.
Yes.
Make it a little louder, though. Yeah.
Yeah, sir. Sir, please provide details related to upcoming launches in H2 FY 2025 and FY 2026. Also, one more, sir, after this: How was the pace of inquiries and sales during the festive season in October, November? Like, basically being the festival season, have you witnessed any significant recovery compared to the previous few quarters, sir?
I'll have Mayur answer that question.
Sure.
Yeah. So about the new launches, like, we have already planned from our ongoing projects, approximately 1,200-1,400 crore launches, in the next-
Okay.
Two quarters across our projects. And about the inquiry thing is a kind of a constant, like, during the festive period, normally it goes a little bit up. But the monsoon typically in the Mumbai lasted little longer, in the last quarter, if you look at. So that visits were little bit restricted because of the higher, you know, monsoon continuity. But however, at the end, during the festive season, the inquiry has picked up, and those conversion will take another next one or two quarter to get materialized.
Okay. Okay. Basically, I'm a resident of Mulund and appreciate your legacy, to be honest.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That being said, thank you so much, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Shri Gopal Agrawal from Agman Advisory LLP. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir.
Hello, Gopal.
Yeah, hi. Sir, can you please provide an update on the status of the pending inventory in the commercial projects, Millennium and FutureX?
Sorry, your question again, I couldn't hear you properly.
The pending inventory.
Pending inventory.
Yeah. So I just need to get an update on the status of the pending inventory in the commercial projects of Millennium and FutureX.
So, pending inventory, we have unsold around 21,000 sq ft in Millennium, and FutureX has around 83,000 sq ft.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
Yeah. Yeah, sir. And sir, one more thing. Sir, has the management increased the fundraise limit to capture any new project opportunities, excluding our existing land bank? Will a bigger fundraise enable merging the unlisted promoter entity completely with the listed entity, and what would be speed up this timeline?
Well, to answer your first part of your question, we are seeing a lot of opportunities in South Mumbai. When we started scouting for one project in Parel Sibri area, we started looking at various projects and looking at the opportunities that are available currently. As such, India's story is going very strong internationally, and in India, if you see, the Maharashtra and Mumbai story is doing really well in real estate. So from that perspective, we thought that maybe there is an opportunity to scout for two or three projects in South Mumbai, and also to launch some of the existing land inventory that we have. So from that perspective, we have raised the limit of fundraising to 1,000 crore. What was your second part of the question?
Okay, got it. And the second part was, will a bigger fundraise enable merging the unlisted promoter entity completely with the listed entity?
We are looking at it. We are consulting our, various consultants, and we are looking at that. So at board level, once that gets finalized, we'll come back to the shareholders and give you all the details about the same.
Is there any timeline for that you're looking at, outer limit or something?
There is no timeline as such, but probably in next 2-3 quarters, we should be able to come up with some news on that.
Okay. And so one last question on the balance sheet front. So what I've noted, we have drastically reduced the debt, and we are presently now at almost 0.62x of debt to equity. So are we also planning to utilize some part of the fundraise to decrease the debt further? And what is our target debt levels which the management aspires to reach and maintain ongoing?
No, we have said that our target debt level, we want to bring it to 0.5. We want to bring, there is no as such target, but we want to bring most of our debt to the construction debt, and that should get automatically repaid when the project gets completed. So that is the strategy, and that strategy will involve probably a debt equity ratio to come down to 0.5. So we will be using some part of fundraise towards debt repayment. If you have seen, not only the debt has reduced, but the cost of debt has also substantially reduced. So, debt equity ratio itself as a denominator of equity, because of our profitability, the equity has been growing, and because of our reduction in debt, the debt has been reducing. So debt equity has a double reduction value that is coming in. So 0.62 is what we are absolutely currently also comfortable, but 0.5 is our target.
So nice to hear you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Sorry, one more thing, just to rectify, Millennium is 70,000 unsold. I had mentioned earlier 21,000, which was an error.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Umang Parekh from Ashika India Select Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is related to the current market outlook of the real estate sector. So how long do you think this upcycle will last? And what is the kind of competition is being faced from other unlisted but branded players in the MMR? And lastly, what is the kind of price appreciation we have experienced in this since the infrastructure development in this region?
Yeah, we have Samyak Shah, who is looking at all the market scenarios, so he will be able to answer your question.
Thank you for your question, Umang. So the way we see the market is we are still seeing consolidation for players who are branded, for players who are having a good balance sheet, and for the players who are delivering as per expectations or better than expectations, whether it is a project in Monte South, FutureX, Millennium, Panvel, most of these micro markets our general delivery track record, at least over the last few years, has been better than peers, and that is something that is giving us a lot of goodwill with prospects and new buyers. Another big macro sort of factor for Mumbai especially is the infrastructure development that's taking place. Locations inside, outside, we have metro, you have Trans Harbour Link, all that is really opening up the city in very different ways, which is very good for the city, very good for new geographies that are coming up, and for the existing locations where we are already present in as well. So we see for a good player who is serving the customers better and has a good balance sheet, I think there is a lot of work to be done over the next year.
And I missed on the timelines of the fundraise. So can you help me with that?
We have had enabling resolution of 500 crore already approved, and about 1,000 crore updating is has gone to the circular resolution. So that should be coming, the circular resolution should be over by mid-December. And after that, we will look at fundraising.
Okay. Thank you. Those are my questions.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Krishnan Shah from Ashika Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So my first question is on the operational front. Quickly wanted to understand, are we experiencing any delay in terms of securing approvals which would later affect our launch timelines?
Yeah, Mayur will answer that.
Not really, because the projects which we are already going to launch are already at approval stage. We just have to amend certain plans. So it is not that the full layout needs to be approved. So the projects which we are going to launch are already having the most of the approvals in place. The only minor amendments to the extent which are required. And once that amendment is done, we go for a RERA. So not the projects which we are looking at during next 2 to 3 quarters. We have no bottleneck in approvals.
Okay. How many square feet of area do you plan to launch in the next 2 quarters?
So altogether across the project, a GDV of roughly 1200 crore is been planned, and square feet wise, 5 to 6 lakh square feet will be launched.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Got it. And if I understand that we secured a sales target of sales in H1 of FY25 around 286 crores, what is the expectation for H2?
That is a
project that we are planning to launch.
Well, we are in line with our growth strategy, so we should be able to meet the similar target in the next half year also.
Okay, so 286 again will be possible, right, for H2 also?
We will not be able to give exact numbers, but yeah, we are in line with the...
The team is working hard towards it. Giving specific numbers would be
a little difficult. Got it. And last question, I just quickly wanted to understand the consumer mix here. So our customers are first-time home buyers, or they are mostly second-home investors?
Now, Samyak will answer that.
Typically, there are some locations. So for example, Panvel, where you may find a little bit of demand from people, what you call second homes. But what we've also seen is that these are not people who are just speculating and sort of flipping houses. These are very long-term stable investors who may want to buy it and think of buying it for their family or kids. So it's not something that they've bought and they've sold it 2 years later or anything like that. Marathon, across most of our projects, we are seeing very good primarily end-user driven demand, and we do keep some checks and balances at the point of sale in terms of, you know, when they can resale, etc., to ensure that we only get, you know, serious end users in our project. So for Marathon, I would say very little, or you know, probably single percentages is investor demand, and most of them are end users.
Okay, okay, got it. This is helpful. Thank you so much, and all the best for the next half of the year.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Amit Vora from the Homeopathic Clinic. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Chetan Bhai, Mayur Bhai, Samir Bhai, and Kai Balya.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Amit Bhai.
How are you all?
All fine.
Yeah. So my question is regarding, although most of the questions have been answered, my question is regarding last year we launched Neo Valley in Mandu. So how is the sales regarding this new project, and how are you, we had a presentation also last year at Monte South about Neo Valley. There was a lot of information that was given when we started that project. So how is the outcome right now? What do you see? How is the sales or sales figures, but the behavior of the customers here?
Yeah, thank you, Amit Bhai. Neo Valley is a very good project, and Kaivalya will answer those questions in detail.
So, Amit Bhai, we have launched Neo Valley, and we have launched two phases in Neo Valley. First phase being Neo Valley Kaveri, and second being Neo Valley Narmada. Kaveri and Narmada both have seen phenomenal, you know, sales. Right now, around you know, of the whole area, you know, almost 60-70% is sold out. So that is in Kaveri. And Narmada, we have, of the two towers, we have launched only one, and that also, we, you know, more than 50% is sold out. The rates also, considering, I mean, I know you're from around Mandup somewhere, so the rates in Gadav Naka are also phenomenal. You know, it's around 16,000, 17,000 is the minimum that we are getting. So the launch of these two projects are good. In terms of construction, right now, Neo Valley Narmada is where we are almost reached the plinth, and Kaveri we have reached around 8th slab. So that's the construction update. Right now, that's the update of the project.
Thank you. Thank you, Kaivalya. Chetan Bhai, last year, I know he told that the sales of the Neo Valley would be lesser in the first year, second year, but more in the third year. So we still are in the same zone, no?
Yeah, that is correct.
The first year, the second year of the launch would be a little lesser than the second and third year would be more better for Neo Valley in total.
See, there are two different numbers. One is the booking. So when we say 50-60% is area which is booked, and then when you look at the revenue numbers, that is, you know, multiplied, the booking numbers are multiplied with percentage completion. So normally when construction progresses, initially it is 20-30%, and then the major portion of the turnover comes in the second year when the project completion reaches beyond 50%. So that is how the numbers will get reflected in the revenue numbers.
Okay. Thank you so much for the update. And one last question from Mayur Bhai. I remember in the month of July, he had an interview on CNBC where he told that there is a committee which is appointed to consider the merging of land bank. So is there any outcome from the committee, or there is any timeline for understanding that, by when can we understand, get the idea of?
Yeah, Amit Bhai, the exploration business development committee has been formed, and it is actively looking at it. We have appointed certain consultants also, and it's a little long drawn process. So, but the process is on to explore it, and how we can really bring Marathon's land bank in an efficient manner in the company Marathon Next Gen. So that process is on. You will hear some concrete thing maybe in two or three quarters.
Okay. And also one thing that I feel, as compared to other realty companies, we are, you know, sufficiently, you know, in terms of depth, in terms of profitability, everything is quite very good. In fact, not quite good, but very good. But the market is not responding as the price to earning ratio, or I know you cannot comment on market prices, But what can we do to, you know, come up? If you see most of the reality, other companies are at 30 or 40 price to earnings. So Marathon is still at 17, whereas the performance of Marathon, the sales, the last few years records and everything is debt to equity, everything is much better. So what can be done, Madhav, from your end as point of business development, what else can be done so that can develop or bring shareholder value?
We always feel, Amit bhai, that we should be doing business as the best business can be done. And that is how we have been doing. We have been consistently growing in our top line. We have been consistently improving our profit margin and the profit numbers. Now it is, you know, sooner or later, the market will realize and will give the valuation which Marathon deserves. So there is no need to rush into that. It will happen when it has to happen. But we need to continuously focus diligently and sincerely towards the progress of the company.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. All the information was really helpful. Thank you so much. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thank you, Amit.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all participants. We are very happy that quarter after quarter, everybody has shown good interest in our projects and in the company, and they have been asking the questions which are very relevant for the progress of the company. Thank you very much, and we will see you soon next quarter.
On behalf of Marathon Next Gen Realty Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.